Welcome to Persecution Watch, where we bring light to the stories of faith, courage, and resilience of Christians around the world who are facing persecution for their beliefs. I'm Stephanie Anderson.
And I'm Alec Carter. Together, we're here to explore the powerful testimonies of believers who stand firm in their faith despite the odds.
Each week, we'll delve into these realities, stories that inspire, educate, and challenge us all. Today, we begin with the remarkable story of Pastor Massey, a man whose unwavering faith has carried him through unimaginable trials.
It's a story of heartbreak, hope, and resilience. From planting churches under threat to leading a global mission, Pastor Massey's journey is one you won't forget. Shall we dive in?
Let's begin. Imagine being called to plant churches in a region where proclaiming the name of Jesus puts not only your ministry, but your life at risk. For Pastor Massey, this wasn't just a possibility. It was his reality.
Born and raised in Pakistan, a country where Christians often face severe discrimination and threats, Pastor Massey encountered Christ in 1993. His conversion ignited a fire in him, a fire that couldn't be quenched, no matter the dangers ahead.
After completing Bible college, he and his wife embraced God's call to ministry, embarking on a journey that would change their lives and the lives of thousands.
Between 1993 and 1997, Pastor Massey planted 14 churches across southern Pakistan. 14 communities where believers could gather to worship, pray, and grow in their faith.
But then, tragedy struck. In 1997, two of the Christian villages where Pastor Massey was ministering were attacked and destroyed by radicals. Homes were burned to the ground. Families were left with nothing. Over 20,000 people, men, women, and children, were suddenly homeless.
Can you imagine the heartbreak, the devastation? Yet even in the midst of this overwhelming loss, Pastor Massey's faith never wavered. Instead, he turned to God for guidance, asking how he could continue to serve in the face of such hostility.
This moment of crisis could have silenced his ministry, but instead, it became a defining chapter in his journey, a chapter that would reveal the depths of his trust in God and the strength of his calling.
As we move forward, we'll see how God used this trial to prepare Pastor Massey for an even greater purpose. His journey reminds us that faith doesn't always shield us from the fire, but it refines us within it. And for Pastor Massey, the fire of persecution only fueled his resolve to be a voice for the voiceless and a shepherd to the scattered.
After witnessing the devastation of two Christian villages and enduring the threat of persecution firsthand, Pastor Massey and his family faced an uncertain future. Forced to leave Pakistan, they spent 2 years in another country, only to find that the shadows of hostility followed them even there. It was a season of uncertainty, but also a season of deep prayer and petition.
In the midst of their struggles, a door opened. Through what Pastor Massey describes as a series of miraculous providential events, he and his family were granted permission to relocate to the United States. This transition marked a turning point, not a retreat from the mission, but an expansion of it.
Here in the U.S., Pastor Massey founded the Cry of the Persecuted Church, a ministry born out of his personal experiences and a calling to serve the global body of Christ. The mission was clear: to support persecuted Christians worldwide and awaken the American church to the reality of their suffering.
Through this ministry, Pastor Massey has been able to amplify the voices of those who are often silenced. He has worked tirelessly to provide practical aid, spiritual support, and advocacy for persecuted believers across the globe. Whether it's delivering food and resources to displaced families, facilitating prayer networks, or educating churches about the realities of persecution, the Cry of the Persecuted Church has become a lifeline for countless individuals and communities.
As we reflect on Pastor Massey's journey, it's impossible not to be moved by his unwavering faith and tireless dedication. His story doesn't just reveal the harsh realities of persecution, it also serves as a powerful reminder of the strength and hope found in Christ.
But here's the truth. Pastor Massey's story isn't unique. Around the world, millions of Christians are facing threats, discrimination, and violence for their faith. Some are forced to worship in secret. Others endure imprisonment, loss of family, or even death. And yet their faith persists, a testament to the power of the gospel in the most challenging circumstances. Before we close, let's take a moment to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters, led by Stephanie.
Heavenly Father, we lift up our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. We thank you for their faith and courage, and we ask that you continue to strengthen them in the face of trials. Use us, Lord, to be their advocates, their encouragers, and their supporters. Help us to live with the same boldness and trust in you, knowing that you are always with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Persecution Watch. Until next time, stay informed, stay prayerful, and remember, together we can stand with the persecuted.